The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, according to Luke, sorry. Jesus said to the apostles, "Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron, and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, I think it might be quite dangerous to go into any detail commenting on the first reading this morning. It's a reading from the letter of St. Paul to Titus, but it's generally believed that Paul did not write this particular letter, but it was a post-Pauline letter written by the early church. So we get the idea there that things in the early church were getting out of hand and pretty wild, and women were not behaving themselves, nor were men. So I just hope that during these times, none of you at home are misbehaving, and especially women, that you're not hitting the bottle, or same for men. And Paul, in the name of Paul, in the letter this morning to Titus, he's saying, you know, moderation in all things. And that's, you know, and that's very, very, very true and very practical. Now, what is the gospel saying to us this morning? Well, I think the gospel, the message from the gospel could be very practical, because all of us, you know, we have said at times, "Why is God doing this to me?" And we all have overrated expectations. We have, we do something and we expect, don't always expect to be approved of what you do or to expect compliments. It's better just do your best and leave it at that. And that applies to God also. God never certainly does us any harm. And we might be going along and doing our best and trying to lead a decent life, and then maybe someday we're struck down with cancer or with some other illness, and a lot of people say, "Why is God doing this to me? I haven't done anything wrong." Well, you know, life is not like that. It's not because you've done something wrong or haven't done something wrong. This is life. And we got to be prepared for the ups and downs of life. And sometimes life is goes along very smoothly, and sometimes it doesn't. And so expect surprises at times in your life. That's a good way. That's a good way to live. That's what the gospel is saying to us this morning. And just do your best day by day, and then you have no worries. And believe me, God never lets us down. He always has our best interest in mind.